are now.
Okay. Welcome to Fun with Scotch. Cut.
Start over. We haven't even had any yet.
Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. Well, this is episode 48, and we're calling it Bourbon Mash Bash, because tonight we're doing three very special bourbons. We have a Basil Hayden Toast, an Ula Bourbon.
Waitsburg.
A Waitsburg Bourbon, called Ula, I guess. I guess I got that backwards. Mm-hmm. And Legent Bourbon. And I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis.
All right. So I'm going to go first with Basil Hayden because that's actually the lightest of the three bourbons tonight. We haven't had anything to drink yet. Basil Hayden Toast Bourbon is from Kentucky. Basil Hayden is produced by Beam Suntory and is part of the Jim Beam Small Batch Bourbon line. The brand was introduced in 1992 and named for Basil Hayden Sr., a distiller from the 1700s, known for his use of large amounts of rye in his bourbon mash. In the 1840s, his grandson, Raymond B. Hayden, founded a distillery in Nelson County, Kentucky, and named his label Old Granddad in honor of his grandfather.
I think that's the one my friend Tom calls old son of a bitch.
Oh,
but yeah.
Old granddad, yeah.
It is also produced by Beam Suntory and part of the Jim Beam Small Batch Bourbon line. And it also, apparently, they have very low alcohol content. Yeah, not low, very low, but it's like 40%, which, according to the things I was reading today, is considered low, a low alcohol percentage proof, whatever, for bourbons.
Okay.
For bourbons. So, it's an 80 proof or 40% ABV whiskey, which I just said is considered low for a bourbon. Got a little ahead of myself. With an entirely new mash bill that replaces the traditional rye grain with, wait for it, brown rice, which is what drew me to this one. This adds a sweetness and less spice. A secondary aging in a toasted and flash-charred oak barrel increases the depth of flavor, according to their website.
Mm-hmm.
So the mash bill is 63% corn, 27% brown rice, and 10% malted barley. And apparently Jim Beam did another brown rice one a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
But it only had 13% brown rice, and I don't think it was considered very good. And they think it might be because of the...
Not enough
brown rice. The price point on this is about $50. It was $49.99 plus all the lovely taxes and fees, and it has no age statement.
It does have a very nice bottle with a little metal belt.
Beautiful bottle. It's I think they call that a... what did they call it? It's like a belt buckle or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they had a name for it. I can't remember.
Looks like a rodeo champion, except with a BH instead of a horse. So
for the aroma, we are to expect toasted oak complemented by dried fruit and caramelized sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It does have I think it has a lovely aroma.
Mm-hmm. Not strong alcohol.
Mm-mm.
Now, I've had Basil Hayden's regular, which, again, I think they mean to be kind of a premium whiskey, but... A gentle premium whiskey, you know, especially for beginners and stuff. So I didn't find it that interesting. So I'm kind of looking forward to this. It does smell good.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
First taste I like.
Mm-hmm.
We are expected to taste toasted wood and vanilla with a light mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely having a light mouthfeel.
Yeah, it's a lovely gold color. It's not real viscous.
It has some nice little legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can't identify. Okay, usually in a bourbon, I get more caramel, more vanilla, that sort of stuff. And this is a little gentler than that. I think but there is that kind of toastiness to it.
Yeah,
so
it's smoke in there.
Yeah, it's more interesting than I thought it. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. With them trading out the rye.
Mm-hmm.
And putting in rice, but I like it. I think it does very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bet there's some people out there that don't consider that a real bourbon because of the mash bill. But
well, as long as it's got the 51% corn, it's a bourbon.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of the vanilla and definitely the oak. It's a real light flavor, though.
Yeah. Lovely for summertime, sitting out in your yard, perhaps barbecuing, having... It won't stand up to, you know, like really spicy food, or, you know, it would be kind of overwhelmed by that. But just as a sipping drink by itself, it's kind of nice.
No, yeah, I think it's a very nice one. It's, I can't find anything to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
The finish, we can expect sweet caramel.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is the Basil Hayden Toast Bourbon. It has a thumbs up for me, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Next up is the... The Waitsburg.
Yeah, by Ula. Ula is the distillery. It's a micro distillery in Seattle, started in 2010. So they are still pretty young. And Waitsburg bourbon started out as a blend of some whiskey that they would buy from other distillers and then what they produced themselves. Nowadays, it's all in-house. The difficulty is they don't always... reveal when they stopped doing, when they stopped bringing in out-of-house bourbon and when it all went in-house. So this is from, I think, batch 95, case number 32. So we'll have to see. It is a wheated bourbon, and as I, let me see, where did I find? Okay, so the mash bill is around 65% corn, 25% rye, 13% malted barley, and 12% white winter wheat. So it starts out aged in 10-gallon barrels to kind of kickstart that absorption of the oak and maturation. And then it's moved into the standard 53-gallon barrels. It's a 47% ABV, and Ula is the name of the owner's dog. Now, I want to find out what we think about this before I read more of the reviews. Okay. Now this is more of a rougher aroma.
Little alcohol-y.
Mm-hmm. Which is what one of the reviewers said. So far so good.
Oh, almost a little perfumey to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I can't quite place the aroma, but it's a little sweet.
Yeah, I'm getting maybe some dark fruit.
That could be what it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have had one sip. It's not overwhelmingly alcoholic in the mouth. There's a little more heat than with the Basil Hayden.
Huh. I don't dislike it.
The aroma makes me think of leather a little
bit. Oh, okay. That makes sense. I'm trying to place the flavor.
Mm-hmm. You should have some pine and sawdust, along with caramel, butterscotch.
I don't think I've had a taste of sawdust since I was about 3.
So. I know.
Yeah. Not sure I can remember what sawdust tastes like.
Not since
like.
The fight went badly on the playground.
I know. I know. Oh, and I didn't think to have any sawdust available. So
I know. We should really accumulate the little flavors. You know, we have some pine in our backyard.
Yeah, there was that movie about wine where the guy had the box of all the different flavors and aromas, and you would test. We don't have that.
No.
Darn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now the two reviews that I read, one of them gave it, you know, a solid B-, kind of a good solid drinking whiskey, not, you know, one of your real premiums, but perfectly acceptable. The other guy was really kind of disappointed. Now, part of that may have been that it was because he expected a lot. You know, it's a micro distillery, it's Washington State, usually they're pretty, you know, fancy, but, you know, he finds there's too much kind of acetone and pine sap and stuff like that in this one. I don't find that overwhelming.
This is where it's great to have a non-refined palate because I actually like it better than a lot of the micro distilleries.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the micro distilleries produce things that are pretty rough and they don't. The taste isn't quite there for me, but I kind of like this one.
Okay, good.
Maybe it's because it's named after a dog. I don't know. I have a soft spot.
They should have a picture of Ula on that. They
Ula
don't.
Should be on there.
But yeah.
I can smell the pine.
Yeah. The other reviewer said this one kind of tasted like a caramel apple to him.
Mm.
You know, nuts, caramel fruit, that kind of thing. So I'm not sure I get that.
No, but I can smell pine and I just enjoy it. the flavor, and you know, and it's all, I don't think I like it better than the Basil Hayden, but it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, yeah, well, actually, probably the Basil Hayden is different because it's not, it doesn't have the rye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this has the added wheat, so these are.
Yeah, yeah.
So we could have named this episode Unique Bourbons. Because when we get to the one John chose, it is also unique.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, I have a thumbs up for that one, too.
Yeah.
I definitely like this one, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I like the Basil Hayden a little better, but I wouldn't, you know, throw it out or anything.
Turn it down?
Right. No. Someone said, here's a glass of this. I would say, okay. All right, just bring that right on over here.
Unlike the rum we had last time.
Lazy.
Yeah, I turned that down. Anyway, do you remember the price point of this one?
I think it was in the $40 to $50 range plus whatever.
Yeah, I think I looked it up earlier and I forgot to write it down.
Yeah. That's one thing. You know, decent bourbon is cheaper than decent scotch, I have to admit, which is kind of annoying, but there you are.
There's also a Ula Waitsburg Bourbon Barrel Select, and then you got the just straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And small batch. It's like $44.99.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then they have a cask strength.
Yeah, which
is like $71.99.
Yeah.
But I'm not real fond. Usually I'm not fond of cask strength. It's usually too strong for me.
Well, they're just a little overwhelming. You know, it's like if you get Thai food and you really like spice, but it's so hot that you can't really taste anything, then, you know, and everyone has a different.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
All right.
Tolerance.
Yeah. Mr. John.
Okay. And our third offering is, hopefully I'm pronouncing this right, Legent Bourbon.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. L-E-G-E-N-T.
Legent.
Yeah. Legent.
Legent.
Legent Bourbon, as we say in L'America.
Mm-hmm.
Also from Beam Suntory.
Etats-Unis.
Yeah. Yeah. Etats-Unis. That's us. For all you French Canadians.
Yeah.
Anyway, also from Beam Suntory's Jim Beam line, this bourbon is a collaboration between Fred No, the distiller, and Shinji Fukuyo, the blender. Hopefully I pronounced his name correctly. And two styles of whiskey making. The recipe is from Fred No's family using high-quality grains, iron-free limestone water, and aged in newly charred white oak barrels. Some of the bourbon is aged in sherry and red wine casks, giving it a light tartness and heightens the dried fruit flavors. Shinji Fukuyo then blends the secondary finished bourbon with Kentucky straight bourbon to balance the flavor profile. Due to the partial finishing in wine and sherry casks, Whiskey Jug does not consider this a bourbon, just a whiskey. So
that's a quote. That's
their opinion, so that's fine. It is 94 proof or 47% alcohol by volume. The estimated mash bill is 75% corn, 13% rye, and 12% malted barley. And the price was $46.99. Mm-hmm. And there's no age statement.
Yeah, we got ageless bourbon tonight. Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's
ageless. This smells interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different. Well, again, it's aged in the sherry and the wine cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm definitely getting that. That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
John and I have a fondness for things that are finished with it in sherry casks.
Yeah, we really do. Mm-hmm. We have a preference for that anyway. From the Whiskey Jug, they say the aroma has oak, strawberry neckos, spice, roasted peanuts.
Well, now that's just too far.
And bits of vanilla.
There are no strawberry neckos.
Yeah, strawberry. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what it says.
I don't like
Neckos. Like I say, that's their opinion.
But I don't smell any Neckos, so yeah. That's right.
Bits of vanilla, fresh biscuits, and green
smell
apples.
Elbows. Yeah. Neckos. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
That was...
The inside of the elbow or the outside?
Hmm.
some pondering.
That's a sweet aroma to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be a little bit of smoke or char in there, too, for me.
Hmm. It's real. I think I might put some behind my ear.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
It's not as sweet as you might think it would be, going from the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. It's not as
funny. They mention They mentioned char as one of the flavors in the flavor profile.
But what else do they say?
Oak, char, peanuts, dark fruity candy sweetness, wine sweetness, caramel, candy corn, nuts, and touches of roasted corn and spice.
I know, you would think. I mean, I like it, but I don't know, it just doesn't seem to be very complex to me. I don't... But, you know, again, I have a very unrefined palate, so... I mean, I like it, but I think the others seem to have more to them in the flavor for me.
Or they're a little more open about it anyway. Yeah, this one is kind of dense. It's got a lot going on there.
Yeah.
It tastes good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely getting the corn and the spice, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other sweetness from the wine or the, or the sherry casks. And you mentioned the char.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
which I agree with.
Hmm.
I like that.
To some extent, this is kind of like some of the rums we tasted, where it was like, oh, you get these aromas that promise great sweetness and fruit and everything. And then it's like, oh, okay, it's not that. It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not kind of what I expect from what I smell.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, okay, when I see a scotch finished in sherry casks, I think I have a better idea of what to expect. This is different.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's part of the problem, where I'm just not expecting what's actually here.
That could be.
No, I think all three of them were decent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are we doing water tonight?
Oh, I forgot the water. Just a minute. I'll go get some. All right.
You know what's interesting, though, is the Ula.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've tried all three of these and I go back to the Ula,
it
kind of reminds me of Bushmills.
Oh.
Which is one of John's favorites.
Yeah, it's got it's just a nice sweetness to it.
Okay.
So here's the... Oh, it's right in front of me. I'm looking for a bottle, and it's right in front of me. I practically poked my eye out.
Okay.
Do you need to put a little more in your glasses there? Or?
No, I think that's all right. I'm just...
Okay.
Went down the wrong pipe.
I gave you this because you wanted some water.
Okay. I gathered that. I just...
Since we're all done with it.
And we might get some. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Okay, so we have the Basil Hayden toast with a little bit of water. We just put a little, like, a big drop from a straw.
Hmm. I don't think that does it any favors.
Well, I really flattened it out, I think.
Flushed it out, yeah. And then I didn't put much in there either.
Yeah, because it is such a light, I have air quotes here, a light bourbon, putting water in it really flattens it out. So it probably is best had neat.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, again, when I'm looking for a daily drink, I tend to want something a little brawny, so that I can put some ice in it and make it last, and or sit out in the yard when it's hot and have ice in it. So this is not probably what I would do with that. This is more of a just sip it as it is.
Mm.
Or you could put it in mint juleps and just get wrecked. That's another way of doing it.
There you go. You've got it from Marlis.
That's a technique.
It's good for getting wrecked on mint juleps.
Mint juleps are really dangerous because they're very sweet and cold.
Most mixed drinks are
dangerous. You just sip those things down, especially if it's hot. And it's a not a good look on most of us, frankly.
Well, now the Ula, which is next with water, I can actually smell the pine more. With the water in it. The water opened it up. It's more, and then I can really, really detect the pine. Before it was just discernible, and now it's like the prominent aroma for me.
So if you're in a cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Searching for Sasquatch.
Or at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not searching for Sasquatch.
No.
Sasquatch is not.
Just take a bottle of this out in the woods, and Sasquatch will show up.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sasquatch has
taste,
bring
an extra glass because he doesn't have any.
No,
No,
it's pretty good though. It stood up to the water better. Mm-hmm. So again, if you want something that you can, you know, put some ice in, this is
decent.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I like that better than I thought I would.
Now the Legion with the water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it did anything for me aroma wise.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
No, it's about the same.
After all the pine from the ula, I'm not sure what I'm going to smell.
To clean out your nose. Go do the neti pot and come back.
Oh, no, thank you.
I think those are scary.
Not on the microphone, at least.
No. Okay. It still smells good.
It does, yeah. I'm still getting the wine sherry cask smells.
I think the water did fine with it. It didn't mess with it. I don't think it improved it. It didn't make it, you know, less. So it can stand up to a little water or ice as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Basil Hayden is the one with the rice. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
The Legend, even though there's a Japanese blender involved, mm-hmm. is not.
Right.
Yeah, the distiller is a Kentucky bourbon for distiller for Suntory, Beam Suntory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all corn, rye, and malted barley.
No winter wheat.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy. They're all actually enjoyable in their own way.
Yeah, I guess it just really depends on the flavors you really like. You know, if you're someone who does, like John and I, like the sherry cask
finish.
Mm-hmm. Legion would be good. And, you know, and if you enjoy pine, hula. Mm-hmm. If you want something really light and different.
But balanced nicely.
It's balanced,
I like it.
The Basil Hayden Toast is good. Mm-hmm. All of them are decently priced. I mean, for a lot of people, $50 might be more than they want to spend. So it wouldn't be, for most people, a daily
tipple,
as Marlis likes to say. But yeah, Basil Hayden is good if you want to try something and you're not really a bourbon drinker. You might want to try this.
Plus, it has the fancy bottle, so if you want
it
to.
It is a really cool
someone.
It's got a little belt buckle.
I know.
On the front.
Is,
I'm not.
It is very cute. I have to
have a B and entwined.
Looks like a bronze belt.
Yeah.
The buckle that says
BH. I want to say it's one of the things I was reading called it a belt buckle, but I could be wrong. I have the brain of a. You know, getting old person. So anyway,
it's like those Viking brooches that are like a 3/4 of a circle and this large pin, and I can never figure out how they work. They do because Vikings obviously held their clothes up with this, but
as far as you know, not like you ever saw one.
Well, there is that.
There just aren't any stories saying that their clothes fell off,
which is probably a good thing. But so it's.
We can ask that guy on Ghosts if his clothes stayed on.
He doesn't seem to have one, though.
Maybe no, he doesn't.
He keeps it in the closet.
Okay.
It was on the ship that sailed away.
It was on the ship that sailed away. He didn't take it on shore with him.
No.
All right. So we have some really good finds this time. Mm-hmm. That's great. After last episode's of this, John. Debacle.
Well, not a debacle, just a realization that this is not our forte.
Yeah, we probably won't do any more rum episodes unless we find some really good Belizean rum somewhere.
Try. We may have to actually go to Belize. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only way we're going to bring it back.
Wow, we're so lucky with that last time.
Yeah,
hack it very carefully.
Well, maybe we'll just have to pay off a few people to make sure it doesn't get smashed.
Oh, yeah,
in
let's
transit.
Put this in the
I know,
podcast. So we're going to bribe the airport people. Okay, anyway.
Don't smash my whisk. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Unfortunately, like I said, that happened in the U.S. That didn't happen in Belize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
It got out. We had it on the plane with us from Belize to the U.S.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It was when we got to the U.S. Right. We had to check it.
We carried it on board, didn't we? That's right.
Because we had to go through security. Anyway, we will not rehash this for you.
Yet again.
Yeah, so that was great. If you are a bourbon lover and haven't tried any of these, we encourage you to do so. If you're new to bourbon, I encourage you to start with the Basil Hayden Toast. Mm-hmm. Or any of them, because they're all of that 40%. Mm-hmm. So they're not as strong, easier on your tongue. Doesn't attack you when you drink it.
Right. Well, and I think part of the journey of learning about spirits and learning what you like is to try different stuff. And again, I go back to the, you know, have a bourbon potluck, have a scotch potluck, have a whiskey potluck, have everyone bring their favorite.
With that includes food, please.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You need a main dish and then have everyone bring like an appetizer and their favorite whiskey.
Definitely.
And that's the only way any of us can afford to, you know, taste a whole bunch of them and figure out what you like, because it's not always obvious. And whiskey, like coffee or anchovies or olives or, you know, any number of absolutely wonderful flavors is an acquired taste, and you have to kind of poke around in it and see what you like, and so go forth and taste.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any other parting words? Should I tell a bourbon joke?
Oh, Lord.
Sure, why not?
Saints preserve us.
Actually, I don't have to find them again.
That's okay.
I think we can do without that. There was one that involved a bear going into a beef and bourbon bar. So
it was kind of long. We won't do that.
Yes.
It was long.
And very
alliterative, actually, by
as
the
you
end
can
of
imagine.
It
was, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. The punchline was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. But nobody wants me to tell them. So
no.
I didn't say that.
No.
Somebody
did.
Somebody did.
So anyway.
Yeah.
I'll raise her hand.
Yeah. All right. I guess we're done.
Okay.
So have a good one. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.
Happy tasting.
Yeah, well, actually, we won't see you, and you won't see us either, but that's okay.
Just be glad there's no video. It's not a... Not a
it's not we're a not, pretty sight, right?
We're nice enough people, but we're not photogenic.
All right.
Speak for